From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, August 26, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Katie Kosajansky is reporting in the Daily Mail that a project that would have created a walkway along Canal and Factory Streets in the village of Catskill has been put on hold. Catskill Village Board held two public hearings this week to consider a proposal to make Factory Street one-way westbound from Main Street to Water Street and to close Canal Street to vehicular traffic. After much discussion, the board decided not to close the streets to drivers. The initial request to close the two streets came from a proposal made in June by Planning Board Chairman William Zwoboda and Elizabeth Logaitis, a community educator for Cornell Cooperative Extension of Columbia and Greene Counties. Their suggestions came from the plans for a village walking loop connecting Water Street and Black Bridge. A number of residents and business owners came out for the public hearing on Wednesday, August 24, to voice their opposition to the plan. Other residents suggested a traffic feasibility study be conducted to count the number of cars that regularly travel up and down Main Street. Editor's note, Logaitis is an active WGXC programmer. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Victoria Addison is reporting in the Register-Star that a black bear was spotted in the yard of a Ghent resident early on Wednesday, August 24th, where it destroyed a bird feeder. Audrey Kraft, who lives near the woods on Hollandville Road, said she first saw the bear at 6:30 a.m. This is the first time Kraft has seen a bear in Ghent, although she did hear something about a bear sighting nearby on Conic Road. She said, and I quote, "I wasn't scared, just amazed that it was one here in Ghent. The bear was here for about a half an hour," end quote. Kraft says she does not plan to refill the bird feed for a few days to discourage the bear from returning. You can read that full story in the Register-Star. Patricia Doxey is reporting in the Daily Freeman that Columbia and Ulster counties are two of six counties among the 57 located outside of New York City with vaccination compliance rates for school-aged children below 95%. According to the report issued on Thursday, August the 25th, by the New York State Comptroller's Office during the 2014-15 school year, the compliance rate in both counties was 94%. Dutchess and Greene counties each had a 98% compliance rate among students attending school. According to the report, higher than average vaccination exemption rates contributed to the below average immunization rates in the counties that missed the 95% threshold. In Columbia County, the exemption rate was 3%. In Ulster County, 2%. Greene County's exemption rate was 1.2%. State law requires all children be vaccinated against a variety of communicable diseases, including measles, before entering school. However, the law allows for exemptions for medical and religious reasons. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Bill Mahoney is reporting at Politico New York on what a suggested legislative pay raise would mean in real dollars. He writes, it could be a record high even when adjusting previous salaries for inflation. At a meeting last month of the Commission on Legislative, Judicial, and Executive Compensation, it was suggested lawmakers could earn nearly $117,000 next year, a 47% increase in their current annual salary. Any increase would require approval by at least one of Governor Andrew Cuomo's three appointees to the commission. Several of them have expressed skepticism about raising lawmakers' pay at all. According to Mahoney's calculations, over the past 50 years, lawmakers have earned an inflation-adjusted average of $91,000 per year. With their raise to $79,500 in 1999, the legislative salary was equal to nearly $150,000 today. Mahoney writes, if the suggested increase is approved, the new amount would result in the biggest difference between legislators' salary and the amount earned by a typical New Yorker. On average, lawmakers have made about 1.71 times as much as the typical New York household. But the suggested increase would raise that ratio to more than twice what a representative New York household brings in. You can read that full story at Politico New York. Dara Cloud and David Simpatico write in the Poughkeepsie Journal about Paul Riccardi and Jeff Musil, who have started performances again at the Ankrum Opera House. Musil said, and I quote, "There was something about the building. The nature outside is a part of what's inside. We wanted to create a dynamic artistic experience in which people really connect to the work and to each other, then release them out into the landscape, which is so rich, so that the experience stays with them longer," end quote. The Opera House opened as a Grange Hall in 1927, and September the 3rd, singers Carol Lipnick and Joseph Keckler performed. Riccardi and Musil previously worked at the Kennedy Center at Stageworks Hudson and taught at SUNY Albany and CUNY. You can read that full story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. Chris Bragg reports in the Albany Times-Union that the year that the leaders of both legislative branches from both parties were sentenced to prison on corruption charges, Governor Andrew M. Cuomo signed on August 24th a tepid ethics reform bill mostly aimed at nonprofit government oversight groups rather than politicians. The bill imposes new restrictions on outside spending groups in New York elections and also requires disclosures from nonprofit lobbying groups and donors. The bill, Bragg writes, and I quote, was passed by the legislature in the late hours of the final day of the legislative session in June. Many aspects of the measure received little or no public discussion before it was printed and voted upon, end quote. The legislation does not address the larger ethical issues such as the so-called LLC loophole in election law. Cuomo said in a statement, and I quote, through enhanced enforcement and increased penalties for political consultants who flout the law, this new legislation will root out bad actors and shine a spotlight on the sordid influence of dark money in politics. Though the story noted, few others lauded the legislation. You can read that full story in the Albany Times-Union. Robert Freeman, the executive director of the New York State Committee on Open Government, writes in the New York Daily News that while anyone can use the state's Freedom of Information law to look up information about any state employee, police officers or correction officers are exempt under Section 50A of the state civil rights law. That law says personnel records about police and corrections officers that, and I quote, are used to evaluate performance towards continued employment or promotion, end quote, are confidential. Freeman writes that the Committee on Open Government has recommended for years that the exemption from disclosure should be changed, as under the current system, Freeman writes, and I quote, the public has no right to know when a police or corrections officer violates a rule or otherwise is found to have engaged in misconduct, end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily News. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting isolated and severe thunderstorms for Friday morning, mainly before 10 a.m. It will be cloudy through mid-morning, then gradually becoming clear. The temperature high will be near 88 degrees. For Friday night, it will be mostly clear with a low around 61. The forecast for the weekend, well, on Saturday, it will be sunny with a high near 86 degrees. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 62. And on Sunday, sunny with a high near 87 degrees. Sunday night, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly before midnight, partly cloudy with a low around 65. Sunrise today was at 6:15 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:37 p.m., providing us with 13 hours and 21 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 26th day of August 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.